In the name of the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, today we've got Jesus talking about gardening. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is that gardening is not my forte. I have, some of you might have a green thumb. I have a brown one. Okay? I can kill any plant you put in front of me. That's not a problem. I have suspected for a while that my inability to treat plants with care may be why every spring they try to kill me when they start to bloom. So we're going to back up for a second. And I want to talk just a moment about the Gospel of John writ large. Each one of the Gospels was written for a specific audience and a specific reason. The Gospel of John really tries to tackle one important issue. You see, in Judaism up to the point of Jesus Christ, there had never been any sort of expectation that anyone would have any sort of personal relationship with God. Like that was a foreign concept, just didn't happen, didn't exist. Every bit of worship was conducted through the temple, through priests. You didn't have a relationship with God. You had sort of a transactional commitment with God. God wasn't so much to be loved and adored as feared and worshipped. And so Jesus comes along, and the author of the Gospel of John is trying very intently to describe something new to people. John is trying to tell people that, yes, you can have a relationship with God. Well, what does that look like? Because that's a completely foreign concept. So Jesus has his famous I am statements. Because to John, to know God is to know Jesus. To know Jesus is to know God. Jesus has these I am statements. There are seven of them, actually, in the Gospel of John. Can we rattle them off? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, that counts as one. Okay? That counts as one. I am the way, the truth, and the life counts as one. What are some of the others? I am the good shepherd. We had it today. I am the vine. Good. Okay, what are the others? We can do this. I am the bread of life. I am the gate. I am life, light. Last one, 10 points if you know it. No, we had that one. I am the resurrection. Seven. If you ever want to know more about all of those, Billy Graham had an excellent sermon about those seven where he goes through them all. You can go on YouTube or online and find that. Today, we're going to talk about the vine. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. So I did some study about gardening this week. And I looked up vines and branches. Now, turns out the vine is what grows out of the ground. It supplies all the nutrients. It supplies all the needs of the branches, which go out and bear fruit or flowers or what have you. I thought it was interesting this week as I was ruminating on all this, I looked out my office window. My office window looks out onto the columbarium. And I noticed for the first time this year, it probably started earlier, the clematis out there starting to grow and turn green out there along the fence. And I thought, that's interesting. And I thought, maybe I should go look at it. And I thought, no, that might kill it. Better not do that. So, vine and branches. The vine is what supplies every need. The branch is what bears fruit, what takes that plant out and multiplies it. It bears fruit. We are called to be the branches of the vine. If we will trust in God, rely on God, serve God, be God's people, He can supply the needs that we have. Spiritually, in some ways physically, if we take care of each other, but spiritually, so much whenever we engage in prayer, in conversation, when we engage the world in His name, we are drawing from that vine. And then we can go and be transformed, much like a bud on the vine, into a beautiful flower. We can bear fruit and seed. We can take that love that has been shown to us, that nutrients, that fulfillment that comes from the vine, and we can go and make more, because the world is in desperate need of more love, more kindness, more wholeness. I believe, my brothers and sisters, that we are called to bear witness, to bear fruit. Because there's so much hurt and so much need. All you have to do is turn on the 6 o'clock news. You don't even have to do that. You can walk down most streets here in Bluefield and find that there is a need for love, for care, for wholeness. We are called to go out and in that soil to plant our seeds. Now, sometimes it's not pretty whenever we have to go out and do this. Sometimes there's the pruning that Jesus talks about. Sometimes the branches, they're no longer fulfilling exactly what it is that they needed to do. Their season is over. Their time has come. They are pruned. But you know what will come out of that pruning? More branches. More branches will come. Now, whenever we've cut that off and all we see is the stump, it doesn't look like anything's going to happen there. It looks like something is dead. But it is, in fact, through death that we can find resurrection. Through the prunings, though they may be painful, though they may hurt, the reality is more fruit can come. We are in the moment. We see what we see. God sees the full length of history and tells us, as we worry and fret on the vine, don't worry. Be calm. I know what's coming. I have promised good. We would do well if we would remember, my brothers and sisters, not to fall into the trap of worry or concern or trying to make the vine and the branches a museum, a relic, something static in history rather than something that is in fact organic and grows and changes. It's difficult. But whenever we realize that the gardener is doing his work, the vine grower is in fact at work and has not left us to rot and wither, we can do amazing things. We can be the people God needs us to be. Whenever we become insular and try to protect the branches so that they're there all the time, just exactly as they were, then that becomes a problem. Instead of becoming fruits, I think we become nuts. And I'm going to leave you with this thought, my brothers and sisters, as we go out into the world and we become fruit. God much prefers the fruits of the Spirit over religious nuts. Let us be the branches God needs us to be and grow where we are planted.